At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Romans 1, verse 16. It reads, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek." Listen to those words. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. A lot of people in this world have things that they're proud of. And equally, a lot of people have things that they're ashamed of. Now, when it comes to us, as children of God, are we ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are we ashamed to say that I am a Christian who believes in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ? Are we ashamed to say that I am a Christian who believes that one day the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first? Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Are we ashamed to tell our coworkers things like, "I believe that heaven is a real place. Hell is a real place. And if you reject Jesus Christ, you'll spend eternity in hell. But if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you will enter eternal life." Saints, are we ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are we ashamed to tell our friends and family that we all need to turn towards Jesus Christ and repent? For the kingdom of God, it is at hand. As believers, we should not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We should not be ashamed of the gospel because the devil and the world, they are aggressively spreading a message of deception. The devil in this world is aggressively trying to lead people away from the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, it is time that we, as believers of Jesus Christ, stand up and declare to the world that there is a Savior. There is someone who can set you free if you're bound. There is a Redeemer, and His name is Jesus Christ. Saints, we should not be ashamed of the gospel, but Christians must stand up and fight for the gospel. We must rise as sons and daughters of the Most High and proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. We must proclaim, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." And so I encourage you, be bold. As the voice of the world gets louder, the voice of the church must also become louder. The voice of you and I as believers must also be louder. And we must tell every soul we can that Jesus is Lord and Jesus is King. So saints, don't be silent. Refuse to be silenced by the world. Tell them of Jesus. Speak of Jesus. Shout about Jesus. And do not ever be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Those are the words of Jesus Christ in John chapter 14, verse 1. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you have every reason not to be troubled. You have every reason not to be anxious or worried within your heart.
The life of a Christian isn't easy. Jesus himself said that in this life we will have trouble. But he commands us to take heart, for he has overcome the world.
Do you have an issue with anger? Look at your heart. Do you have an issue with self-control? An issue with gambling? Do you keep cycling in and out of the same sin? Well, it's a heart issue. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life, the Bible says. The issues of life are heart issues.
Don't be intimidated by the magnitude of the temptation around you. Don't be frightened by the size of the enemy. Instead, take up your weapons. Take up prayer. Take up the Word of God. Take up joy and peace in the midst of adversity. These are the things that the devil can't stand.
I believe that the reason we should not let our hearts be troubled can be found in John chapter 14, verse 6, which reads, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And if you move on further to read John chapter 14, verse 16, the Bible says,
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. And so from these two verses, we know that if you have accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, then you have accepted the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. There is nothing that he does not regulate. There is nothing that he is unaware of. He is the answer. He is the solution for all things. And the fact that he has given us a helper, the wonderful Holy Spirit, this means that we have help in times of trouble. We have strength in times of weakness, and we have guidance in times of uncertainty. So do not let your heart be troubled. Because if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and if we submit to his ruling authority in our hearts, then you and I become like sheep to the Good Shepherd.
Now, we all have that one Bible verse. That one passage of scripture that speaks to us like no other. And for me, I find Psalm 16, verse 8 to be that one Bible verse that I can always turn to. And this verse says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Many times when I have been afraid, I have held on to this word. Many times when I have been wrestling with uncertainty, I have turned to Psalm 16, verse 8, and this is how I apply the verse in my life. I have set the Lord always before me. In other words, God orders my steps. The Lord goes ahead of me to clear my path, or rather, God is in front of me. He is already in my future. And when it says, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. I claim and declare that the Lord is by my side. I am anchored in Jesus. I am rooted in Jesus. I am joined with him, and therefore I cannot be moved. I will not be shaken, not because of my own strength or might, but because of the one who lives inside my heart. So I would like to offer some advice to you today. Find your scripture. Find a passage in the Bible that speaks to your heart. Find a verse to hold on to. Psalm 16, verse 8 gives me hope because I can say, whatever the future holds, whatever is in store for me, I have set the Lord always before me. If tomorrow comes, if tomorrow never comes, I have set the Lord always before me. If my friends leave me and abandon me in the near future, if my boss at work doesn't honor his promises, if my pastor falls from grace, I will not be moved or shaken because I have set the Lord always before me. So I encourage you to do the same. Find your verse. Find the verse that will shift your focus from the problem in front of you to the God who has promised to fight your battles. The Word of God is there to offer us direction. It's there to inspire and strengthen our faith. If you've ever seen someone with bad eyesight, you'll find that the simplest of activities will become difficult. Now, a Christian who hasn't got the Word of God in them is like a person with bad eyesight. Without the Word of God, you have no idea the protection you've been given. Without the Word of God, you cannot see that you've been offered peace beyond understanding. The Word of God reveals things to you. You begin to see the devil for who and what he really is, a deceiver and the father of all lies. You begin to see the passion of Christ, the love and passion that led him to be wounded for our transgressions, to be bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. The Word of God reveals all of that. The Word of God is sight to a Christian. This is why it's important that you obey Joshua 1 verse 8, which says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." You must meditate on the Word so that you can keep your eyes on the Lord. When you have the Word hidden in your heart, you will always have a reason to say, "It is well with me." If you're struggling and can't seem to find a way out of the mess you're in, fix your sight. Keep your eyes on Jesus and on His Word. Whether the economy is good or not, whether my friends are there or if they have abandoned me, your eyes are to always be on the Word of the Lord.
If you were asked these three questions about the Word of God, how are you using it? How well do you know it? And how are you being changed by it? What would your response be to those three questions? When we make it a practice, a routine to read the Bible, we are spending quality time with our Heavenly Father. We are, in effect, reading the letter He wrote for us. The Word of God changes us. It cuts through every thought and every attitude. How do you know if you're doing something right? Hold it up against the Word of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." God speaks in His Word for us to be corrected, for us to know the ways of righteousness, for us to know how to navigate this life. The Bible tells us, John 1 verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Word of God has been there from the beginning of time as we know it. And the Bible is very clear. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And when you see the Bible as God's own words, then Hebrews 4:12 makes sense. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And here's why we need to take the word of God seriously in every aspect of our lives. The characteristics of the word of God is that it is living. It has life. It brings life. And it is life to the believer. God is the giver and source of life, the source of eternal life. Therefore, his word is just that. So how do you say you're a Christian but not have the word of God in you? You don't have life if it's not in you. And I mean when it's really in you, not just memorized, but when it tells you no, that's fornication. When it tells you no, that's pride. No, that's stealing. It corrects you when it's really in you. Just like fire, his word can refine you of all impurities. Just like a hammer, it destroys evil and builds and strengthens a godly character in your life. Just like a mirror, it exposes our blemishes against the true likeness of Christ. Just like a lamp and a light that guides us and gives us direction in life. Just like food, it provides nourishment. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God. The word of God cleanses and washes over your life. It helps you to renew your mindset. Let's be encouraged to take the word of the Lord more seriously. Apply it to your life so that you may have direction, nourishment, and strength.
My brothers and sisters, as sons and daughters of God, we need to speak God's word over our lives. Romans 15, verse 13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." So you and I should be speaking this verse over our lives and saying, "The God of hope fills me with all joy and peace because I trust in him. And I declare that my life overflows with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." Make that verse yours and apply it to your own life. I am steadfast of mind. God does keep me in perfect peace because I trust in him. Psalms 103, verse 1 to 5 says, "Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles."
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal.
all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.